when I was a kid, any book that was first person, like, you know, it was the 70s, so like Go Ask Alice or Judy Blume's Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. I would just be drawn to it. Like, anything I would come across that was, you know, Annie Hall by Woody Allen or the lyrics of Joni Mitchell that was like in the first person voice, the person telling their story, I would just be riveted to. And I'm really interested in nonfiction and, like, the real story of what happened to people. And I'm really interested in the possibilities of voice and humor and wisdom that gets shared in people's memoirs.
And you tell writers that it's important for them to find a tribe. What do you mean by that?
Well, my teacher was a very strong advocate for finding the writers that you love, no matter whether other people, you know, care about them or not, or whether they're considered highbrow or not, and then really identifying them as your teachers and mentors, so that even if you're not in a writing program or studying with other writers, you look to those writers, to their books, for guidance in where you want to head as a writer.
Now, I was surprised to hear to read that you write in longhand. How does that help you?
Well, because, you know, longhand is extremely time-consuming, I reserve it for the writing that I consider my very own writing. So I do some freelance journalism, and I write it, you know, of course, emails and all sorts of business writing, and I do that on the computer. But when I'm writing a book, I write in longhand because I feel like the voice that comes out is somewhat different, and that voice is more emphatic, bolder, and somehow more me.
And when you say, oh, that writer has really found her voice, what do you mean by that?
So for me, kind of the benchmark of, you know, you found your voice, you know, because it's like, it is kind of a ethereal thing to measure. But it's that the writing that you're manifesting, the writing that's coming out of you, pretty much is most of the time matching your vision for what you wanted to write. Most of my early years as a writer, it was completely frustrating because almost everything I wrote was a disappointment. Sometimes, you know, kind of hit or miss, I was able to, on the page, let out this real me, or maybe it's not let out as much as craft, or I don't know which word would be best, but it would be hit or miss. Whereas a writer who's further into their apprenticeship will have the experience where most of the time, their writing is matching what they wanted to say, the way they wanted to say it, and it sounds like them.